Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Wow.
And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, who is flexing. Is that muscle you're flexing?
That was for Alex. Those I was muscles? Trying to show him, yes.
Where's the muscle, though? You got a new shirt?
Yeah.
Is that fresh off the rack of Marshalls?
Marshall's, right. There you go.
Wow.
With nice all that color, money you've been winning.
Nice color for the fall. And, Chris, you know you have been a witness. You know I'm not inflating, cooking the books. But my goodness gracious. I'm on a hot streak, like an unbelievable hot streak. It was so hot. I tried to call Alex. I didn't know who to call last night. I was just good.
You need to, honestly, if you have friends that bet a ton of money,
right,
you might want to let them know.
I know. They're all afraid now. They're all afraid now. Like, you're so hot. As soon as I follow your lead.
To an end.
Exactly. But, yeah. Hey, you know what? 9 in a row, Chris. 9 bets in a row and 19 out of 21. There we are, Shekel City. That's coming up in about 45 minutes.
All right. Well, that's great for you. Congratulations. And the Odd Couple crews in full effect. Super producer Rob G is in the house on the ones and twos. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the update. You just heard him. Our man Isaac Lowenkron, Ilo, from now on, from this moment forward on the show. And on the social media, our man Elijah Sabunya. Rob, let's get right into it. In the wee hours of the night, the trade that, I won't say we all been waiting for, but a trade that was a long time coming. James Harden demanding out. He'd had enough. Just like he did in Houston, just like he did in Brooklyn, He wanted out of Philadelphia, and finally he got his wish. Last night, traded to the LA Clippers. Rob G, read us the trade. A lot of the names people might not know, but do you have the trade in front of you?
Rob G, Chris misspoke. Can you say, read us the fleece, not the trade.
Oh,
read
wow.
us the fleece.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah, I will read it for you guys here. As you guys mentioned, James Harden, the headliner in this deal. He, P.J. Tucker, and Filip Petrušev going to the Clippers.
Gesundheit.
Marcus Morris, Robert Covington, Nick Batum, K.J. Martin going to the Sixers, along with a 2026 first-round pick via OKC, a 2028 unprotected first from the Clippers, a 2029 pick swap, and two second-rounders. And as a way to complete the deal, the Clippers are sending a 2027 first-round to OKC.
All right, there it is. So, Rob, I mean, you let it be known. You think one side got fleeced. Go ahead. Share your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just not as big as a lot of people are with the draft picks. I get it, first, second, whatever it is, Chris. If you're the Clippers, you're opening up a brand new arena, you got two stars you got to make a decision on, here's your window of opportunity. You don't care. The future is nice. The franchise has been around for a gazillion years, and they haven't won jack. This is the way you try to win. Not building for the future, not worried about who's going to be coming, who's going to be available in 2 years or whatever it is. And for the Sixers, it's nice. Will Joel Embiid be there, Chris, when those picks come to fruition? He might decide.
The unprotected is 2028. So what's that, about 4 years?
Right. He might not even be there. So to me, And the Sixers probably felt like they had their hand tied behind their back. They really had no other choice. And the Clippers, I give them a lot of credit. They refused to give up Terrence Mann. That would have been if the Sixers kind of got Terrence Mann, Chris. Then I like it a lot better. They didn't get him. They got to keep their nucleus, all the players that they want to keep for a possible championship run. And they pick up James Harden, who if his head is on, we know he can play. It's about his head. It ain't about whether he can play or not. And if he's back home in Los Angeles, he's there with Kawhi and Paul George and Westbrook. My God. I mean, he got his way and got his way in a big way. And the Sixers suffered. And I'm not going to blame the Clippers, only from this standpoint. Chris, everything after this year is up in the air. They just said, we're putting all our chips in, and we're going to give it a shot. So I'm not going to – all those guys, right, all of them are available. All of them are going to be free.
Well, Kawhi and Paul George can be if they want. They have player options.
Right, they can get out is what I'm saying, right?
Harden obviously is a free agent.
And Westbrook only had a one-year deal left. So
yeah, he's only making $3.8 million.
Right, but I'm just saying –
he's got a player option too.
Right.
He's got a player option. I think it was good for both teams. I don't think the Sixers got fleeced. Because here's the thing, Rob, with the draft picks, it's not that you're intending, in all cases, sometimes you are intended on using them. Sometimes they are trade capital, right? It helps you do a trade because other teams will trade for draft picks along with other players. So from the Sixers' perspective, and we're going to get more into this in the third hour, but the Sixers are fine. Number one, you know, Rob, I said said it a few times. The Philadelphia 76ers can go as far without James Harden as they could have with him. Simple. They weren't getting past the second round. They certainly weren't getting to the NBA Finals with James Harden. We've seen that act, all right? Last year in the playoffs, yeah, he had a couple of 40 pieces. And he had three big-time games out of the 13 playoffs. The other 10, he averaged 14 points on like 32% shooting. So, no, they weren't going to beat Milwaukee or Boston. So, good riddance. And not to mention the bad attitude. All right, now, Tyrese Maxey has emerged as a possible star. We saw that coming, but now he's lived up to it at least so far. 30.6 boards, 6 assists a game. He won't average that, but he's playing like he could be a star in the future. Tobias Harris, your third guy. And now they added more depth Robert Covington, Nick Batum. They're not awesome players by any stretch, but they add depth. You've got three big scorers. And Kelly Oubre actually is putting the ball in the basket pretty well as a fourth scoring option. So I think from a basketball standpoint, they have a lot of depth and role players around Embiid and Maxey and then Tobias as their kind of big three if you want to throw Tobias Harris in there. But beyond that, Rob, they will have $50 to $65 million of cap space this summer to go out and try to get a star or during the season, they've got a lot of expiring contracts. All the contracts they traded for were expiring. All of them. So they got expiring contracts and a plethora of draft picks that they could flip during the season for another good player. Toronto's Pascal Siakam could be a free agent this summer. OG Anunoby, Zach LaVine from Chicago. There's a lot of names out there that they could maybe try to trade for during the season, or they can go after as free agents next season. So, and I think they'll be just as good this year. I think they're not where Milwaukee and Boston are, but I think they can play with anybody else in the East. So I don't think Philly got fleeced by any stretch of the imagination.
I think they got fleeced from the standpoint of trying to keep Joel Embiid. If this thing doesn't work or it goes sideways, Chris, I hear what you're saying. If they play well, if they don't play well and some of these things don't lead up to that.
But what's not playing well? Like, what do you think? I mean, they're a pretty good team. Like, do you see them not – and them not making the playoffs would be a complete...
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. Half the league, more than half the league, makes the playoffs. I expect them to make the playoffs. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, if they get knocked out in the first round you realize that they don't really have it, and Embiid can say that what a wasted year this was. And then the other part is... I hear you, but you're not sure exactly who's going to be available, who's going to be made available. I get what you're talking about with maneuvering, but as we go into the season, they're no closer to winning than they were.
If anything,
they took a step back.
I don't think they took a step back.
Let's be honest.
Where were they going with James? Did they have a chance, other than like anything could happen, they do have talent? You know, anything beyond that, did they have a real chance of getting out of the East this year?
No, but that's the Chris.
Okay,
you don't,
that's all
but,
I'm saying.
But you really don't know. You really don't after you trade a talent like that.
I think they're
that.
Just as good.
I don't think so.
Harden. I definitely would not have played him this year because he was going to come in with a bad attitude and he just would have brought a downer on the whole team. I get it. I don't think they're getting out of the East this year. I don't think they have a really chance of that, but I don't think they did with Harden, certainly not in his frame of mind. But we were going to kind of talk Clippers, but we'll get into them later and why we both like the deal for them. But yeah, Rob, I think Philly did fine, and I think the fact that they've played so well, they're 2-1. Granted, it's early, but they lost to Milwaukee by a point, and – I really do think that they could be a second-round playoff team, and I think that was their ceiling even with Harden. And I think them
and I think they could
they
be knocked out
well,
in the first round and
that
not be in there.
I'll be honest. I think Embiid, and this is why, like, people are saying, and I get it, but, you know, maybe Embiid will try to move on. Well, is it enough for him? Is it a wasted year for him? He is an MVP. I get it. He's a great player. But he has to be bigger in the playoffs, too.
No, I really don't want to hear him talking about
I might be out. No, dude, we might not have been bounced so early if you were, one, healthy for the playoffs, and two, if you played in the playoffs like you do in the regular season.
Yeah, but if they get – I'm just saying if there's a rough patch and the team's not winning or going somewhere, this guy could come up and go, I'm one out too. I don't want to be here is what I'm saying. You kept set yourself up to where he's going to want to exit as well. I think.
Well, what would have changed that, though? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think, like, Terrence, man, he's fine. I mean, he's not, he's a nice, young, versatile player. I don't think he's a star. He's not Tyrese Maxey. Like, he's not even close to that. But that's really, I mean, what else? What move do you? No one else wanted Harden, as you know. So what other move was out there? Now, if they could have got a Norman Powell, I would have loved that. But good to the Clippers.
The Clippers didn't give up anybody that they really wanted. That's the thing that's unbelievable about the trade is that they kept
Covington was starting for him,
right?
For yeah, what but, that's worth.
But I'm saying that. But he played well. But what they were able to keep and bring Harden and PJ Tucker. I mean, I just think that they won. I think they won all over the place. So
all right. Let's see what you guys think. We've talked about it from a Philadelphia standpoint, so give us that. What are your thoughts on the trade for the Sixers? They send James Harden to the Clippers, get back a bunch of role players and some draft capital. What are your thoughts? Who won the trade and why? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch, guys, to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get tickets today at BreedersCup.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Who won this trade, the James Harden trade, and why? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with a little Ray Parker Jr. I like that.
Yeah.
For Rob Parker Jr. Josh in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How y'all doing?
Doing good,
man. How are you?
Good, good. I appreciate y'all letting me on. Real quick, man, I think the Clippers won the deal because anytime you can get somebody averaging 20-plus and 11, I know James doesn't really put out too much during the playoffs and the deeper moments, but during the season and some parts of the playoffs, he's very effective. I think they won the deal because Philly didn't get nothing back of that ilk. But I want to say this. It's very disgusting, the whole process and what took place. And I blame Adam Silver because David Stern, I don't think he would have had none of this. And what I mean by that is I think James would have been too afraid to even attempt any of this with David Stern. And I know he had a gripe.
We're
going to
talk.
To
you know what, hey Josh, and you know your point is well taken. But we're going to talk about that in the third hour. We are. We're going to get into that.
All right, bet.
Okay, but your point is well taken. Just what we've seen happen to this guy. He's been on, Chris. What is it? 4 teams in 22 months.
Yeah, something.
I mean,
that.
4 teams in 22, like unheard of. In
what he's doing, and he may not care, but it's really about his legacy. And we'll.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean, it's raggedy now, Chris. There ain't no way around it. Well, no matter how great of a player he is. Tommy in Colorado, you're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hey, what up, fellas?
Hey, what's up?
I take Sixers getting out better out of this deal for sure, just by getting rid of this guy. And ever since that Oregon coach gave it to Neon Deion and the Buffs when he said, they're about clicks, we're about wins, that's been my favorite saying in sports ever since he said it. And Harden is a clicks over wins guy. But, hey, it's all good with me because it just makes another team in the West that much weaker for my Nuggets to take out this year for the repeat.
Hey, well, they have owned the Clippers. I think they're 12-1, or it might be 12 straight wins against the Clippers, including the comeback. Remember when they came back from 3-1 down in the bubble in that series? But yeah, they've owned the Clippers. But hey, I think the Clippers did add talent. We'll get into that a little later.
No doubt. Brad in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brad?
Happy Halloween, fellas.
Yes, sir.
What's up,
how
man?
Are you?
So I think Philadelphia won half of it, and this might be a little controversial, but I think when they'll win the whole of it is when Embiid is gone too, because
he is
not a team player. I mean, you think about even at the end of the year, when they got bounced, he was like, I can only do so much, and then he's had coaches fired and other players run out, and I don't see him as a team player.
Look, I hear you. It remains to be seen whether or not Joel Embiid can lead a team to the championship. But here's the thing. The moment he's gone, and you know, now maybe it'll be a blockbuster deal where they'll get back a superstar. Maybe if it were, I'm just going to throw this out, not that it's going to happen. But if it was like an Anthony Davis for Embiid or something like that, fine. But, Rob, most likely, if he ever leaves the Sixers, it's not like things are going to be good right away. I mean, with Joel Embiid, you are in the hunt. You're in the discussion every year. It's similar to Patrick Ewing, Rob. They never won a ring in New York, but the New York would die for those days now. And that's what they have in Philly right now with Joel Embiid.
Yeah, and people better be careful because you know what it was like before this trust the process. And you're going to strip it down and get rid of Ben Simmons, Embiid, James Harden, all those things. You don't know what's coming around the pike, Chris. You have no idea. And it could be another long-term situation where they're not winning. So
haven't won it, Rob, since 1983.
I mean, it's
we
a
all
long
know that.
Time.
Obviously,
right.
Iverson gave you a nice run, but
right, and they went to the right. They went to that championship, won game one, and then lost the next four. Let's squeeze in one last one on the trade. Kevin in Culver City, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's up, fellas? God is good.
Yes,
appreciate everything you guys do. Look, this is an L.A. perspective trade. James Harden, all these guys with a high school around the same time.
Right.
James Harden is from Compton. Kawhi Leonard's originally from Compton. And they're opening up a new arena in Inglewood into a dome. So they have a mantra, L.A. our way. They're all L.A. guys. And James really wanted to play with these guys. And I think the Clippers looked at it from a competitive standpoint. When you got Phoenix with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, you got to have some stars in the playoffs. Now you got flexibility. Westbrook, Harden, Kawhi, Paul George. And one thing about Paul George and Kawhi, they both play perimeter lockdown defense. So they're trying to look at it from a scheming standpoint. Now we have some options. We still keep Bones Highland off the bench. You got Terrence Mann off the bench. So you still got your
Norman
primary
Powell. No, they have
Norman
depth.
Powell.
Yeah, Norman Powell. You got a VP Zubac. You got a lot of depth. And you get, by the way, a guy who averages 25 points and 10 assists. And he doesn't have to be the guy. So it was a good trade for the Clippers. For Philly, they're probably looking to acquire maybe a Trae Young, or to a lesser extent, maybe a Malcolm Brogdon who can help them out. So I think it wins for both teams win in the trade. But I think James Harden just had to get to L.A. And he wanted to come home to L.A. with the Clippers. And, he got to come play with his boys.
Rob, I will say this about Trae Young, because obviously Maxey can play the point for them. But Trae Young, I'll say this, he is clutch. Right, that's what they've lacked, whether it was Embiid or Harden. And if he could accept being the second guy to an Embiid, I'm not saying they'll get him, but maybe he would take a turn for the better in Philly, because he's talented. He's just a gunner, and he's got to learn to play winning basketball. And if he could learn that, then he could be dangerous, because he does have clutch. You know, he's clutch. All right. Ephraim Salam's around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, our man Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
Yo, what's happening, man? How y'all doing?
We are good, man. We are good. Let's get right to it. There's a lot to talk about. Trade deadline first. No huge name. I mean, Chase Young goes to the Niners. They already got Randy Gregory. That was probably the biggest move. So what do you make of that move, and do you think that'll fix what ails the Niners' defense?
Well, I think, we have a tendency – to when we talk about the Niners, everything falls on the offensive side of the ball. But the things that has always made the Niners, no matter who was playing quarterback, what was going on, was the fact that their defense had been top five in the NFL for quite some time. And not being able to stop people, not being able to put pressure on quarterbacks is kind of had them taking a step back. So I think going out and getting Chase Young is they're trying to address the issue. They're trying to get their defense back up to getting those turnovers, short fields, things like that, that are offensively they help the offense in a way that we've used to seeing the Niners defense do that. You got to remember, the last two defensive coordinators for the San Francisco 49ers are head coaches.
Right, right. Let me ask, Rob, let me follow up on that quickly. Chase Young, I mean, we all remember him coming out of college very touted and had a good rookie year, but injuries have been a problem. Do you think if he's healthy, is he really all that, and is he a top defensive player, or is he's going to be good if he's healthy, but he's not like a star?
No, I think he has the potential to be dynamic, and the thing that's going to help him is he's going to get a lot of single block attention, because everything is going over to the other side, to the Bosa boy. And he's going to be able to showcase his talent in a one-on-one situation, which is what you need. You need, if you have that talent, and that you can't just, it's hard. You have to be tremendously elite to constantly fight off the double teams, the T.J. Watts, the Aaron Donalds, the Bosa, both of the Bosa boys. Like, those, that's rarefied air. Now, that's not saying Chase Young can't be dynamic and can't be good. He's going to be the beneficiary of being blocked one-on-one.
I wanted to ask you about the Raiders and Devontae Adams. Just his frustrations on what's going on there. Jimmy Garoppolo missed him a couple times yesterday against in the loss to the Giants. I mean, you probably think he's probably saying, "What did I ask for here?" I mean, this is bad.
Well, I mean, we know what he asked for. He asked for making $30 million a year. So that's what
he asked for, and he got it.
That's what he asked for. So let's not feel too bad for him. But in terms of production and him wanting to and have the ability to help his team, yeah, it could be frustrating, right? When you know you're dynamic, you're one of the top players in the league at that position, and it's just not working for you, it is frustrating. And watching that game last night, you can see the frustration all over him, so much so that when he had an opportunity to make catches, he missed a couple of them himself.
Right,
so
right.
It's one of those things that you run 15, 20 routes, and you're open, and the ball doesn't come to you. And then you run the 21st route, and they finally throw the ball to you. You're so off rhythm, it bobbles off your hand or whatever. It just puts you in a place of you get to see the despair of nothing is going right. The body language wasn't there. So I he's feeling the pressure, but he's one of the highest paid receivers in the league. That's what it is, man. That's what you wanted.
He got a lot of comfort, a lot of consolation.
Oh, yeah.
You
get to go home in your Lamborghini truck and lay in your bed of money.
Taco Bell's right there in your living room.
Taco Bell's in your living room.
Right. But what about, potential? Could this hurt his Hall of Fame chances if he has, a couple of bad years in Oakland and nothing happens there?
Vegas.
I mean, in Vegas, you know what I mean, Ephraim? I mean, this guy was headed to the Hall of Fame without question.
Yeah, but the good thing is he's still young. And what we do know is, no matter what the Raiders are going to do at the quarterback position, I mean, you look at the numbers he put up last year with Derek Carr. Derek Carr ain't even there no more. So it's just about him and Jimmy G aren't connecting. Now, Jimmy G's been hurt. He's missed some time. There's so much turnover and flip-flopping at the quarterback position for the Raiders this year. There's nothing consistent. They can't consistently run the ball. Like, that defense was on the field the entire game last night. So it's a bigger issue than just the quarterback receiver relationship. It's a team-wide thing that the Raiders have specialized in.
The Odd Couple joined by former NFL lineman Ephraim Salaam. Ephraim, Micah Parsons has a podcast. It's very good. It's very entertaining.
I never miss a Micah Parsons podcast.
He talks like us, though. Like he's not playing on a team.
Right.
What I mean? Like he ranked the top five. He didn't have the Cowboys in it. I'm guessing that was because, he's on the Cowboys, but I don't think he clarified it. But today, Monday, he talked glowingly again about the Philadelphia Eagles, who he had ranked them number one in the league a week ago. He doubled down yesterday, said they are the most talented team in the league by far. They're the best team in the league. He was like, I'm just keeping it real. I call it like I see it. Like, would that as a teammate, and look, he gives it his all, so I don't think it's affecting his play, but would you like that as a teammate of his, or would that bother you that, a guy would speak so glowingly of another? Obviously, you give him their respect and appropriate props, but he's been way overboard with that. How do you think that affects his teammates?
Well, first of all, it's the setup, right? You build them
right,
up, you build
absolutely.
Them up, you build them up, and then you play them and you beat them. So if you build them up to be that,
okay.
Then what are you when you beat them?
Okay. It's reverse psychology.
And what are you if you lose and you get blown out? Then what are you?
Then you say, look, you hedge your bet. Then you say, look, that's the best team in the league. Right?
Which I told y'all.
We'll see them again. You land on that. But he doesn't believe that they're going to beat, that they're going to lose to the Eagles. So he's going to prop them up. He's going to talk his trash. He's going to do his thing in a way that doesn't seem like he's talking. The guys in the locker room know about it. They know what's going on.
Okay.
They know he's their best defensive player, and they're going to try to get after him. That's what it is right now. So these are the type of things when guys they have access to the media like we have access to the media, even more so. So, these personalities, everybody's setting up what's coming after the league. It didn't used to be like that.
Everybody can't be on TV and radio.
That's true.
I get
I agree.
It. Everybody thinks they're going to be on. I don't know how many stations are there.
I would like to see him. Well, you don't even need stations anymore.
You don't even
right.
Need
he have. Well,
they can do it as a podcast. I mean, if you just want to have a hobby, but you know what I'm saying.
I look at Draymond and the Kelce brothers. I mean, they're older. They've won. I think Mike. Look, his podcast is great and it's successful, but it's so much. It's like an hour for him to just bloviate, and you know you're gonna say some things, you know what I mean, that become controversial just because of the nature of the setup. And I think I might want to see him win more or be a little older in season before that, but hey, maybe it'll work out. And if they win,
the new media, man, it's the new media, it's new rules. I came from an era where offensive linemen, when I played at Denver, they couldn't even speak to the media. So, you know, look at how
couldn't?
Things
have
changed.
Is that a, really? Like, obviously they probably weren't interviewing y'all a lot, but y'all, it was a rule?
We would get fined. I had a TV show and a radio show in Denver, and I got fined like $3,000 a week. For speaking. Yeah,
now, why was that? Because I'm sure running backs and quarterbacks, they could talk to the media, right?
They had set the precedent that as Mark Slareth about it. Nobody, none of the offensive linemen talked to the media at all until I got there. But I had came in with my own shows and personality and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm just gonna pay the fine. I'm building this thing out now, and so it just was the tone. Like, we go to work. We don't care about none of that other stuff. We just gonna line up. We're gonna dominate you in the run game. We're gonna pass block you. We're gonna do our thing, and we're gonna go home. That was the mentality of when you went
and
to Denver.
Let the pretty boy skill players take care of the media, right?
But I was a pretty boy offensive lineman, so I had.
Well, that's debatable, but nah. That's our man Ephraim Salam. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all be safe. Happy Halloween out there now. Trick or treat.
Yep. All right, bro. Game four is next. We're going to get into that Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. The hottest man in the land is giving you advice, Shekel City. Now,
welcome to Shekel City. the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Man, Shekel City last night, Chris, 5-0. I cashed in. You saw the tickets. I cashed in $1,000.
Wow.
Yesterday. It was
dinner
it was
on Rob.
That's right. Dinner for the crew when I'm in the studio. Oh, wait a minute. Not tonight? Okay. I'm sorry. But anyway, yes, I've hit 9 in a row and 19 of the last 21 picks here on Shekel City. Here we go. Tonight's best bet. I got the Suns -6.5 taking on the Spurs, Chris, in Phoenix. I got the Cavaliers +2.5. They host the Knicks. And the Rangers and Diamondbacks, I'm going with the under 9.5 combined run total for Game 4, which is going to start soon in the desert. So again, Suns best bet, -6.5 against the Spurs, taking the Cavaliers +2.5, hosting the Knicks, and the under Rangers and D-backs, under 9.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm not. I'm just telling you who I'm betting on and who I'm winning with. That's it.
All right. There you go. Take the advice as you will. All right, Rob, tonight game 4. Texas up 2-1, which is great for them.
That was a big bounce back last night, wasn't it, though?
It was a big bounce back, but, man, they lost the star of the postseason, Adalys Garcia. You know, Rob, he has the strain of his oblique. And then Max Scherzer, he has the back injury. They're both out for the rest of the World Series. Garcia, here's how great he was playing. One of the great postseason runs in history was batting .323 in 15 games, had 8 home runs in those 15 games. And, I mean, he was just playing lights out baseball as far as the hitting. So he's going to be missed. I'm not going to say it's over. You never know in baseball, but that's a tough one, Rob. We'll see what they can do tonight without him.
Yeah, but the MVP of the World Series, Chris, and Garcia has been tremendous. And he had to walk off in game 1. But Corey Seager is the guy who's the MVP. He had a home run, big 2-run home run last night. Remember, he tied game 1 with the 2-run home run in the 9th inning. He's playing really well. Semien got a big 2-out hit for them for the first run of the game. He's been struggling. He's got a hit in every game, Chris, but he hasn't been hitting in the clutch situations with men on base. He did that last night. Seager with the 2-run home run. They got pitching. Scherzer's not their number one starter in the World Series. He's really their number 3. You got Eovaldi and Montgomery.
Yeah,
Garcia's the one, and I'm not trying to poo-poo his bat. They got 2 wins, but Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, those are the guys they gave $500 million to, Chris, when they signed those guys. And, well, it's going to be tough. I'm not at all discounting Garcia.
Right.
But Corey Seager is a big-time player, and he did it before with the Dodgers. You know what I mean? In the World Series, Chris. And he's right now, if you had to vote for MVP, it would be him. And
Simeon's been struggling.
Yeah. He's got a hit in each game, but he's like 1-for-5 in those games. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So his average is 200. That's no good. Well, you know, he's an MLB bro, so, you know, we just keep up on Marcus Semien. That's all. He's struggling.
No, Chris, he told me and Alex in the studio yesterday.
Why? What?
He's got to get a hit here. Like, why? Well, we need the content. There's only two bros to choose from, and we need something.
We need something for the website.
Now, are you were you guys doing stuff on Garcia, or is it kind of focused on African Americans?
No, just African Americans.
Really?
So we don't cover Garcia.
There's a lot of great players y'all missing.
Yeah, but you know what? They have MLB Deportes, you know, and they cover the Spanish-speaking players.
Do they have MLB Deportes? Oh, okay. So
yeah,
okay.
They got Deportes on Fox and ESPN. So they do Spanish.
Well, I knew
you know
ESPN
what I mean?
Deportes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they also, yeah. So those guys are really covered well, you know, by reporters. So, but it'll be interesting tonight. If the Rangers, Chris, last thing for me. Oh, we got a couple minutes. Here's the other thing. The Rangers have not lost on the road. Chris, 9-0. That's ridiculous in baseball.
What's your theory? Because it's not just, I mean, they're obviously the most, you know, the biggest example. But throughout the playoffs, or at least some of these series, Rob, the road, it has, they've been road series.
You're right.
So what, you know, Houston, we had talked about that. You know, they were playing great on the road, much better than at home. And Arizona, even coming into the World Series, you know, have been good on the road.
It's weird. I don't know what you could put your finger on it, but this year, Chris, you're right. The road team has a great winning percentage in the postseason. The road team, you know, so it's been amazing.
All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. We've got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.